All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody, if you'd be so kind, I'd like to... Can we put our hands together? Everybody, please, put your hands together. Please. Please, come on. David, right. Act like you're singing about Jesus. Give me something now. Come on. The hockey elite. That's for you guys. The hockey elite. They're here. They're ready to talk. Weird what happens when you give them a little bit of juice to start a show. You get going. David, what do you got on the ticket text?
The Red Wings are the old Lions. They break your heart not just once, but several times in a game, let alone the season. Someone else says, thank you, Mike. How does Eisenman allow this kind of talk from his head coach? It starts from the top.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. That's why I think, look, Rico's right with how it sounds. I'm just telling you, I can't live in a world where Steve Eisenman, who's one of the ultimate competitors, is going to go strike one, strike two, strike three with this Sesame Street nonsense.
No, it's almost like strike two, foul ball, foul ball, foul ball. Like, okay, are we not going to get to strike three? Because his comments... very concerning. Doesn't sound like a man who knows that the end is near. Sounds like a man who knows, you know what, guys, when you start talking next year, I'm always worried about a coach. Now, I've been wrong before. Juwan Howard was talking about next year, and then a couple days later, he was waxed. So, Kenny, I could be off. But when I hear these comments, it makes me wonder if he's gotten the reassurance you're at least going to be back for the beginning of the season.
I think, and maybe you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I think actually I'd like to put a bet on the board during the break. I think if they don't make the playoffs, at some point this offseason he will be fired.
Okay.
Because I just don't see a world where Steve Eisenman, we talk about him being the ultimate competitor. Apparently he's fuming. If he's actually that mad, he'll do something about it, and I think that starts with Derek Lalonde.
If he's actually that mad, you know what, Derek? No, come here. You're not talking to the media. What are you about to say? What are you about to say to him? That's what you're going to say? You're proud of him for getting a point? No. Nope. Come on back.
Well, if you have to baby him like that, just fire him. I mean, what's the point at that point?
I'll pay the fine. You're not talking to the media today. I don't want to hear that because that's just going to tick me off.
Honestly, Eisenman, when Lalonde's not looking. Right to the skull. If you're Steve Eisenman, you can get away with it. If I were Eisenman, I would have thrown him in the river last night. Pick one. That's all Pittsburgh is, rivers. Let the tide carry him away to Loserville. What a ridiculous comment. One more and I'm going to the people.
Yeah, someone, you brought the chair up, someone saying, first Steve bot that calls in needs to get hit with a chair. I'd happily slam on their back.
No, I actually want to hear from the Steve bots because I need to learn to understand the world I exist in. Because there have to be people who are not angry about this. There have to be. I just can't believe when you had a 9-point cushion to the cut line, this is the equivalent of bumper bowling, except your kid still rolls the ball and it's four lanes over. That's what the Wings have done the last 6 weeks. And now you have a 15% chance of getting in, which is going to require winning all your games and heavy amounts of prayer and study of the New Testament. You cannot sell this that, oh, well, we were close. And, hey, it could always be worse. What the hell was the point of hiring Steve Eisenman if I could have hired a faceless GM to guide me through 5 non-playoff years? And have a coach, you know what he sounds like? Like an eighth grade soccer coach.
Yeah, it does.
Did everyone have fun? Did little Bobby get to play today?
Hey, guys, you know what? The biggest thing is you didn't quit. You could have quit. It was 5-3, but you decided, you found something, and you went out there and you tied this up and you brought it into extra period, and you lost. But you know what? There's no shame in losing. We lose with dignity. We lose with pride, so long as everybody had fun. Everybody had fun? All right. Let's get in here. On three. Team. That's what it feels like.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go to the people.
Pedro's going to lead it off on a Friday. What's up, Pedro? How you doing?
I'm good. I got two things. Did you happen to watch or see the Larkin interview? Because for him, it was complete opposite.
He was gutted.
Oh, he was. They were talking about how great that one point was, and he just looked at him like he wanted to take that chair and hit him with it. But then you hear Lalonde coming out how great it was to get one point. So it's kind of interesting that your captain and your coach are preaching two different things. My point is, I'm new to hockey. I used to love the NBA. I can't stand that now. So I've been getting into hockey the past year or two, so I need to make sure what I'm seeing is right. Is that just a bad hockey team? Is that what I'm watching? A poorly coached,
feels like it,
poor execution team? Like, I don't know hockey like, you know, some of you guys do, but I'm like, what is this? And I don't understand this, the chasing in the corner. I don't understand the point of that because I feel like it never works. But it just seemed like a bad team that's very poorly coached.
Kenny, would you term it as poorly coached or under-talented?
I think a little bit of both. I lean more towards poorly coached, but you were saying it yesterday. This team doesn't have a superstar, so there's that too. But I think it starts with coaching, especially considering during that losing streak, they just didn't look like they were trying. I think that's all coaching.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. I was super excited for the year. They're up 9 points, and I don't understand how they fall on their face just like that. So appreciate the time, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Look, I don't need people to yell and scream to tell me they're upset, right? That's not what I'm asking for. You're free to just talk like a normal adult. I get so frustrated in this town. Like, why? Like, how could a former player like Chris Osgood spit shine that last night? You don't know anybody. Be better. You're a Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah, you know.
You understand what it takes. Now, I don't want to hear about, Chris is singing for his supper.
No,
you don't need it that bad.
He's not singing for his supper. He's just trying to find the positive in this. We're not dead yet. That's pretty much what should have been at the banner of the screen last night at the end of the game. We're not dead yet.
Right. Nona's fading. Vitals are fading.
But
she ain't gone yet.
But there's still a chance that the miracle cure can come in at any moment. That's what they were saying.
Or Austin Matthews could smother Nona with a pillow.
No,
I'm rooting for.
Yeah, almost won it that last night.
No, now I'm going to get it Saturday. Okay. Leave 6, Wings 2. Just put them to sleep. I've had enough. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve to be in. And if it means getting in that Lalonde stays, I'll make the trade. If missing the playoffs means I get Yzerman to be bold this summer and I get Derek Lalonde loaded into a space cannon, I'll sign the paper.
Gotcha.
Would you?
Oh, no, I would.
Yeah.
I would, but, you know.
Kenny, would you?
He's on the phone. We're going to get rid of Newsy. Okay.
What are we going to do?
I said we're going to get rid of Newsy.
I don't know what that means.
That's what they call him.
That's Lalonde's nickname.
Like, Kenny's nickname is now Newsy?
No.
What do him and Lalonde have to do with each other? Okay. Got it. I'm sorry.
This is why you only got 1 point instead of two.
Kenny, if we could make a trade right now that by missing the playoffs get blown out by the Leafs, Yzerman goes psycho mode this summer, aggression, and we fire Lalonde, would you sign the paper knowing you're missing the playoffs?
Is psycho mode just firing Lalonde, or is psycho mode?
No, bold. He's doing an Erik Karlsson type thing. We're going out and poaching a 40-goal scorer.
He's getting like Sam Reinhart, 50-goal scorer?
Buddy, I don't care. Whatever. Just answer the question. Bold summer, Lalonde space cannon, but you miss playoffs. God, you are.
I think you are
human garbage.
I think I make the trade. I said I think I make the trade. I had to think about it.
It's a no-brainer.
It's not a no-brainer. I want these young players to have playoff experience. Wah! Don't you dare say that it's a no-brainer. Wah! All right, good.
Have a Capri Sun.
It means that he wants to see the playoffs.
Unbelievable.
I want to see Mo Sider and Lucas Raymond in a playoff series.
You know what? Forgive me. You have contacts in television. Call Bally, have him take Kenny. We're done. You're working for Bally now.
They say the orange slices were good in the locker room
that
day.
Go park Keating's car. That's where you're headed.
Kenny would rather a sweep in the playoff, but they made it.
I wish we had like a tinted limo partition that I could raise so I don't have to look at Kenny.
Can I get one, please?
Yes. Surrounded by losers.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.